The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 13th day of September 2017. By the way, a little bit more to the story. Now, if you're the cynical type, then it might have struck you as something odd that Alvi would agree to return from Pakistan, the place to which she successfully fled specifically to avoid the charges she now seems to be embracing. But at least according to Congressman Trent Franks, who appeared on Fox News, you just heard him, there may be more to Alvi's return than meets the eye, and he predicts that Awans could be working on a broader immunity deal with prosecutors in return for significant and pretty disturbing story about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The Washington Examiner reported this. It said, I don't want to talk out of school here, but I think you're going to see some revelations that are going to be pretty profound. The fact that this wife is coming back from Pakistan and is willing to face charges, as it were, I think there's a good chance she's going to reach some type of immunity to tell of a larger story here that is going to be pretty disturbing to the American people. I would just predict, the paper says, that this is going to be a very significant story and people should fasten their seatbelts on this one. Now, this follows the speculation that even if the Awan and his wife were originally acting to protect or extort Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that's what she's claimed, that they may have all changed on April 6th of this year, when Imran Awan appeared to have led police directly to Schultz's laptop. That's according to the Daily Caller. Following, a laptop that Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been frantically fought to keep prosecutors from examining may have been planted for police to find by her since-indicted staffer, Imran Awan, along with a letter to the U.S. attorney. And they found this laptop. U.S. Capitol Police found the laptop after midnight on April 6th of this year in a tiny room that formerly served as a phone booth in the Rayburn House office building. I've been in that building, folks, by the way. According to a Capitol Police report reviewed by the Daily Caller News Foundation's investigative group, alongside the laptop were a Pakistani ID, copies of Awan's driver's license, and a congressional ID badge, and letters to the U.S. attorney. Police also found notes in a composition notebook marked attorney-client privilege. Now, the laptop had the username REPWDWS, which one could safely assume Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, even though the Florida Democrat and former Democrat National Committee chairman previously said it was Awan's computer and that she had never, ever even seen it. The laptop was found on the second floor of the Rayburn building, a place where Awan would have no reason whatsoever to go because Wasserman Schultz's office is in the Longworth building, and the other members who employed him had fired him. Now, there's a couple possibilities on this one. One is this may be a way to get at Hillary Clinton. The second of which could be a trail of breadcrumbs. I almost said blood crumbs. Maybe that's better. Being laid down to shift away from the Clinton Foundation and Hillary and Bill Clinton. Don't you find it kind of odd, folks, that there's evidence laying all over this planet of the crooks and the corruption of the Clintons, and nobody can seem to find a reason to go after them, to investigate them, to charge them, to actually bring them into a court of law? Don't you find that a little bit odd? And look how many people that, well, have had dealings with the Clinton that I'm the Clintons that I'm sure have benefited quite nicely from dealing with the Clinton Foundation. But, oh, well, that's right. There would be more indictments and more criminal charges filed, wouldn't there? And how deep does this go? Does this go to the Bushes and that side of the crime family? How deep does it go? Who's it going to involve? What kind of, I don't know, corruption, conspiracy? I mean, the laundry list of charges, folks, I can't even imagine them all. By the way, this happened a couple of days ago, and I wanted to report on this. Because old Benjamin Netanyahu is fuming. Now, understand, folks, and here's another subject matter that's never talked about openly, is the Greater Israel Project. And you thought it was just stealing Palestinian land. No. They want to create their own very large company, country, in the Middle East. And they want to do it by, dissolving governments, killing people. They don't care. They'll build their own. So it's no big deal if they destroy the infrastructure, along with the doggies and the kitties and the people. They don't care. Immediately after Israel's latest unprovoked strike on Syria, the question was posed, did Benjamin Netanyahu just panic? Well, the simple and short answer to that one is, yeah, he did. Israel is now acting from a position of desperation as it has failed in its goal of regime change in Syria. Overnight, that being Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, early Thursday morning, Israel attacked a Syrian military base near the town of Masyaf at about 3 a.m. in the morning, which Syria has now confirmed in a statement that warns of serious repercussions. Syria reported 2 troop deaths in the attack. It appears to have been a massive strike. Grainy photos show a large fireball lighting up the night sky outside the city. Now, Israel appears to have timed its attack to occur on the very night of a controversial UN report that was released earlier that day, which blames the Assad government for using chemical weapons against civilians in April. A number of Israeli analysts and media reports purport that Masyaf base was to be the site for chemical and non-conventional weapon storage, while claiming the attack was motivated by humanitarian concern for Syrian civilians. Really? Now, but this is the reason for Israeli media and defense officials quickly claiming that the strike at Masyaf was on a chemical weapons facility. They know the humanitarian angle sells in the West, especially when coupled with allegations of civilians being gassed. Currently, this is putting the dubious and contested claim that the Syrian government attack Khan Sheikhoun with sarin gas back in the spotlight at a time when Israel is very, very eager to sell war for a regime change while casting its actions in terms of protecting and defending the civilians from a brutal dictator. In a typical fashion, the big newsrooms, which rarely report from inside Syria, but instead opt for the comfort of Beirut, are uncritically echoing the humanitarian airstrike narrative. Now, the New York Times, in a report filed from Jerusalem, narrates the attack as follows, why relying on unnamed and former Israeli officials, and a single Syrian pro-opposition outlet. And this is what they reported. Israel officials did not comment on the airstrike, but a Syrian monitoring group and 2 former Israeli officials said it had targeted an installation of a government agency that produced chemical weapons and a military base that produced advanced missiles. The strike came a day after the United Nations Commission accused the Syrian government of using chemical weapons in an attack back in April. It, by the way, folks, has been proven to be fallacious, to say the least, that killed dozens in the town of Khan Sheikhoun and flooded clinics with victims gasping for breath. Now, initially, some Syrian observers questioned how the Israeli Air Force could strike so deep inside Syria with no response from the country's advanced Russian-made S-400 anti-aircraft system. But it appears Syrian airspace was never violated, as the Israeli jets reportedly fired from over in Lebanon. Mashyaf lies west of Hama, which is just north of Lebanese border. Now, while Israel's incursion into sovereign Lebanese airspace is illegal, according to international law, Lebanon cannot respond as it has no air force, nor does it possess adequate anti-aircraft missiles. See, we got a lot of people bunged up is when the Russians said, hey, Iran, Syria, you know what? We've got this S-400 anti-aircraft system available to you. Do you want some? It is further significant that the Israeli government chose to fire, alleged attack from over in Lebanon. And this ain't the first time, folks. Even though it's routinely violated the Syrian airspace in previous attacks, it appears that the Israeli calculated its strike position to be in the vicinity of Russian military presence, yet without forcing a Russian response by directly violating the airspace. Now, Russia is going, okay, well, we can't shoot you down if you're not here. And guess what we're not going to do? We're not going to cross a sovereign border to go shoot you out of the sky. This, folks, all this stuff, I don't care if we're talking about Brexit. I don't care if we're talking about the falling apart of the European Union. I don't care if we're talking about Al Gore's climate change crap and all the people that are there pandering and trying to get paid off of this scam. They're getting desperate. I've yet to see cities burn here in America because Black Lives Matter's had enough and it's just, well, it's time for just outright violence. When we know the narrative here and what's being pushed to cause division and chaos within our own borders, in our own country, over supposedly a bunch of people getting a lot of free money for a lot of years, but they want mo. They want mo. Well, you ain't going to get no mo. How's that? It's time to stand up and act as if your life matters and take control of your own destiny. By the way, off the government tit, by extension, my wallet, by way of taxes. This is so much fun. Isn't this fun, Mike? Just trying to track and trace all this crap. Are our phones working today? 800-313-9443. Is there something going on? Is there another hurricane that hit that I don't know about? Did somebody bomb Washington that I didn't hear about? Did we go to war with Russia? Did something happen? Did somebody in the White House say, oh, that was all a mistake. We're not going into Afghanistan. Did I miss something? Got that Jeopardy tune handy? Oh, sure. By the time you get around to that, it's time for commercial break. Jeez. It keeps disappearing. Well, Alex Trebek is still there. Yes, the involved citizenry, they're on the job. Okay, knock it off. Point's been made. Gee, and that's after a 90-second delay. Oh, gosh. Whoever it is, just plug them in. I don't care. I'll ask them who the hell they are on air. Oh, on this busy news day, my gosh, you have to call into the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I'm not calling from hell. I think they used to call West Virginia almost heaven. I think that might have been in a John Denver song.
No, too. that was marijuana-induced fantasy, I think.
I know, but the reason they called West Virginia almost heaven, besides it being a Rockefeller plantation, is it wasn't quite Kentucky.
I see.
I'm calling from Kentucky.
Okay. Mike, what
we do know it's not heaven, but, I mean.
Well, it ain't hell, neither.
There's a lot of people jealous of Kentucky, I think.
Well, you know, you got it's the land of bluegrass, and is that fast horses or fast women? I forget which.
No, the women are somewhat nervous, I think, sometimes.
Oh, I see.
There's no sheep. That's part of the problem. The cattlemen made sure they got rid of all them. No, I don't know, what is that, Lake Wobegon, where the women or the children are all above average, and the sheep are mighty nervous.
Something like that.
Something like that. I can't remember my Garrison Keillor. So I think, yeah, there's vast swaths of the country that are a little bit preoccupied right now.
And why would that be? I don't understand. I mean, we only had two hurricanes that blew through the country.
Well, Hemicane, one of them, I think they need to quit naming these after men because they're taking it. They're like, oh, my macho hurricane. I can't. Irma.
Well, did you hear my program yesterday when I suggested that maybe this hurricane activity might be exacerbated by these very unusual and large solar blasts that are hitting the Earth at more than a million miles an hour?
Yeah, I used to be kookified for talking about that, you know, and CERN has kind of confirmed that the atmosphere clouds, in effect, the cloud seeds are affected by cosmic rays. We've had British media openly, do some serious articles about how the heliosphere and the space age, since they started measuring it, has diminished by about 50%. So the solar wind that helps to charge up the Van Allen belts around the Earth is diminished. Magnetic Gauss level of the Earth's magnetic field is a little shifty and diminished about 100 over the last 110 years, a significant amount. I don't think it's quite 50%, but there's a lot of people pointing toward a possible pole shift because of that.
Well, and some people claim this mysterious planet's going to swipe through our solar system and turn us all into cosmic dust.
I don't know about that. I mean, I've studied that. You can find some evidence that NASA was trying to use Pioneer 10 and 11 to measure the perturbations, as they call it, in the deflections. They're trying to find some Kuiper Belt objects that possibly there is a dead brown dwarf dark companion, and that binary stars are more of a common thing, whereas a singularity, if our sun, it doesn't have a binary companion, it would be an exceptional thing for it not to have some kind of binary companion.
What I find most,
I think Jupiter is our binary companion.
What I think is most fascinating is the predictive model that they've come up with. Now, all the galaxies in this universe are going helter-skelter. I mean, some claim that, you know, that, they're still expanding, and some are saying that, oh, no, they've quit expanding, and they're going to fall back and condense again. But in the meantime, we're going to have galactic collisions, literally one galaxy colliding with another galaxy, but the galaxies are so immense that it's a possibility that one galaxy can pass through another one without a planet being hit.
It's happening right now. We are probably part of the Sagittarius mini-galaxy that is merging with the Milky Way right now, and we're kind of spiraling at an odd angle off the plane.
It sounds so unstable to me. I think climate change should be the least of our worries.
We're really in a Goldilocks spot here that defies the odds. The Earth existing is astronomically improbable.
Mike, you got anything else?
Yeah.
Hang on. We got a break. Hold on.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Alright, we're back. Mike, anything else there, sir?
Well, I'm certainly glad you have a free-to-air FTA satellite feed going. I think, you know, given the Vault 7 and all this other stuff that's going on, any different distribution method is welcome, and I think people need to look at doing that. You could probably, a lot of these old Primestar dishes and some of the bigger, you know, smaller dishes, you can go in there and you can try it. I've not done this, but I've heard you can go in there and saw out the little divider in the L&B I part on it, and it'll allow the polarity to go to the free-to-air
or you just buy vertical horizontal. Or you just buy a new feed horn and hook it up. That probably
sure,
would be better.
That, too.
Yeah.
Be easy. And there's all kinds of old, even on a lot of these schools where they distributed KU band, and on some of the stores where they've got these offset feed dishes for credit cards and stuff that don't get used, they get replaced every so often. You can grab one of those.
Yeah.
And some of those are big enough to even do the little conical feed horns for C band, so you can get other networks. But this hurricane has tore up a lot of infrastructure, and we've lost a network that I normally carry up here called the Walk TV out of Florida, and it's a Christian network. So, you know, there's a lot of folks that are otherwise occupied trying to recover here.
What other, and when you say feeds, are you broadcasting?
Yeah. Well, I've got a collection of cartoons and what you call it, like slides, political issues that I've collected up. I just got it in a slideshow, and I can broadcast your radio network as a backup program whenever I have problems with the.
Oh, so we're not primarily being broadcast by you.
No, a lot of times it's weekends, evenings. If we get bad ice storms or something, I can grab.
Okay, do you regularly carry this program?
You're on the air right now,
And so are you. I take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got a slide up that says Presidents Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton. We gave nukes to North Korea. Stated theory: if everyone has nukes, we'll be more secure.
Well, everybody out there in the listening range of Mike in Kentucky, say thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hey. Been listening to you for years.
Well, I appreciate
it. Keep it up, man.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. See, I knew there was a reason why he was going on, because he wanted listeners to hear his own voice. Mike, just sitting here watching you rolling up a fatty, it just... No, I should explain that. Mike is one of these guys who will not pay for manufactured cigarettes. And what kind of tobacco is that? American Spirit Organic. And you should see, this guy can roll up a cigarette better than any machine can roll a cigarette. And I kid you not. So I'm assuming, did you ever use that tool to roll up a fatty there, Mike? You want to open up your mic? No, don't you? Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Fatty meaning?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about today. I'm taking the fourth. Or is it the fifth?
Well, it's fifth. Not a fifth of liquor. Fifth is in the Fifth Amendment. Some people say, well, if I have a choice between the fifth... Fifth Amendment or a fifth of liquor, I'll take the fifth. And so who's that comedian that said, I have the right to remain silent but not the ability? So I can understand that. I used to roll my own cigarettes, and I tell people, it's like, one, it's a lot cheaper than factory roll cigarette, and the nasty stuff they put in there to make it all the more addictive is not there in Bugler or Top. I used to roll my own cigarettes ages ago. I quit in '85 when I went to Air Force Survival School training. But I don't know. I mentioned to your predecessor, the guy before you, that there was a
we can say Mike Rivero's name on air.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember his name. I know it's Michael. I was like trying to remember Rivero. I was like, okay, yeah. And there was a webinar with Ian Griffin. Sounds like we're going to a break.
Yeah, and Mark, I don't know what kind of phone you're using.
Oh, is that coming through very well?
We've had better conversations when I was a kid using tin cans and a string.
Oh, I'll tell you what, let me try calling back, because maybe I'll get better plant, because I know how this infrastructure works. Maybe I'll get a clearer signal if I try calling again.
Well, you got 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we are back. Mark in Georgia, do I have you?
Yeah, do you have me clearly, I guess, is the question.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I was listening to this webinar, and there were some things I was like, okay, some of this stuff will make sense if you study calculus.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and some of this stuff will make, well, you know, I thought there were some things that were pointed out. It sounds so horrible. 25 gigatons of carbon emissions. Like,
yeah, yeah. Mark, you're unintelligible.
Oh, wait, you just lost me again?
Yeah, somehow you're drifting away from the mouthpiece, which really affects the sound quality.
Is it better now?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Okay, now you're talking into the receiver, yeah.
Well, the thing is, they were talking, you know, the people that advocate that we're doing this horrible thing about 25 gigatons of carbon emissions. And then I was listening to this webinar, watching what sometimes I was really wrestling with my computer on 9/11, because basically for several days leading up to that. But the thing is, it pointed out that termites alone produce twice as much carbon emissions as all humanity. So do you think we ought to go and eradicate termites, or do you think maybe we ought to just try and get people to listen to reason that what we're doing is insignificant compared to what nature does on its own?
Well, like I said before, Mark. The Earth has a strange way of taking care of its own problems.
And that's the thing that I found that Lord Monckton was covering with his webinar about the feedback factor. And when you use an honest coefficient, it shows that things tend to go back to an equilibrium state rather than diverging like the way that the global warming advocates, climate change advocates, I don't want to use a label on them just because they use this, oh, well, okay, I'm a climate change heretic. Okay, I don't buy into your religion in the same way that I'm a signatory with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And, you know, it's like if you're not going to deal, if you people aren't going to deal with the evidence of treachery and treason, don't tell me about how Iran is threatening to wipe Israel off the face of the map until you can show me primary source documentation. Where did he actually say this? And there's a publication, I don't know if we want to name name, but there's this one Iran, he's a former Muslim, and he tends to broad brush all Muslims believe the same thing. It's like, not according to my Christian Palestinian friend and his, you know, another Palestinian Christian friend who told me the same thing. Islam is being portrayed. They're taking what is called Islamic at its worst and portraying that as normative. And I'm like, excuse me, that's, you know.
What I've discovered about this, Mark? There seems to be more than one God and creator of the universe, because the voices that people keep hearing seem to keep coming from different gods.
Well, we and Muslims agree that there's one God. We don't agree about which book to use. And they believe that our Holy Writ has been corrupted. And one thing I'll tell them, one point I'll readily agree with, is because we're flawed human beings, we tend to look at the scriptures through a corrupted mindset. And if you're talking about Zionists, I'm with you. Cyrus Schofield is in hell as far as I'm concerned, and he's going to have a lot of company. Like when John Hagee's number comes up, unless he mends his ways between here and there, these people are traitors. And if they don't know better, like I think his name was Erwin Baxter, who's a total, I get the impression the guy's flat out delusional, because I've tried a number of times to reason with him, and I guess there are some people where he's like, okay, I'm stamping the top of the dust off my feet. I'm not going to waste your time. Don't waste my time. But don't call me an anti-Semite because I agree with the King of the Jews. So this whole thing with Syria, it is disturbing what they'll do. That when,
wait a minute,
when I'm changing subjects. Actually, different things kind of related, because it all has to do with the counterfeit one-world government that is looming on us, right? And the climate change thing is one side of it, and the perpetual war to end all wars is the Hegelian counterpart. Because I look at it this way, we're given a choice between one bad choice and another bad choice, and there's the good choice of, I'm sorry if I'm kind of wandered around here a bit, but
you are.
All right, well, I'll try to get it to this, you know, one thing. I think we need to get to the real choice of none of the above. Like, you ever seen the movie Brewster's Billions, where he had to squander $30 million in 30 days and have nothing to show for it? And when these politicians were buying airtime to sling mud at each other, he said, "Hey, a political campaign. What an excellent great way to waste money and have nothing to show for it."
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I could squander $30 million. I could squander $30 million in an hour.
It's called
Las Vegas.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, the thing is that he only allowed a certain amount to be gambled.
Okay, Mark.
Have you ever seen the movie Brewster's Billions? None of the above.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Basically, that's the thing. We need to have a candid discussion about the Iceland solution and say, look, if you two dominant parties aren't going to start getting straight about this, there is no debt. There are just bookkeeping entries that are called debt because of a criminal racket, and neither of you two dominant parties are dealing with these criminal elements. So we need to stop lying to ourselves that either of you are going to do anything, and we need to have some way of saying, stop presuming we're a bunch of idiots that don't know we have all been lied to. We've been lied to about climate change. We've been lied to about the this perpetual war. We've been lied to about the debt. And they're all locked together about this criminal element that's taken over our system, right?
Mark, I've got one for you. You said that, you know, we only have, they've given us this choice or that choice. Well, you know, I choose not to choose, but I still made a choice. Thanks for your call, Mark. Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom.
John, I think I have a solution to the carbon tax. Why don't we just provide a bounty for every animal, every insect, every microbe, and that way we can actually eliminate this big production of carbon dioxide, and then we could burp and fart and do everything we wanted.
Well, but that's going to upset PETA because you'd be harming animals.
Oh, I forgot I am an advisor to PETA, too. Anyway, the reason I called is I just had a wonderful hour with Senator Mike Lee. He had a town hall, a telephone call-in town hall. I got in on the very front. The girl interviewed me, or, you know, screened me, so to speak. So I should have been brought into that town hall. So I just wanted to tell you, John, contrary to this lifetime of experience that you have, Washington, D.C. does care about you.
Oh, man, that just warms the cockles of my heart.
That didn't leave you with a warm and fuzzy feeling? I think that's probably why you got that letter and that invitation to visit with these gentlemen of the court, and as well as that constable that shows up. So they do care about you.
Well, and what I care about is how can the state of Texas be caught illegally taking taxes and attaching that to property, get caught doing that, and then you just shift it over to a business tax on old chairs and old computers. I'm just rather fascinated by that. And the process of which they used, see, I'm being sued privately by a law firm to recoup taxes for the county of Williamson, and this is just a bunch of trash lawyers who went out and bought a tax debt and they're trying to sue me, and then threatening to shut me down and confiscate my stuff. Oh boy, are we going to have some fun here.
Isn't that RICO?
You, buddy, by the time I get done with them, they're going to wish they were never born.
Anyway, I was just going to tell you that I spent an hour waiting on that phone line, and the girl kept asking the listeners, if you have any questions, go ahead and punch *3. Like I say, I'd punch the *3. And
so are you trying to tell me here, Tom, they wouldn't let you on?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yet I was with Mike Lee the night he was confirmed. He's wearing my pin in his collar, and he's full aware of this poisoning crap. Yet nothing has been done.
Well, I mean, Now, Tom, you were there to help get the man elected. She was probably putting over the list of callers, and if you are recognized, Mr. Lee didn't want to talk to you.
That's right. And I know his mother, and I'm going to have a visit with her.
Well, there you go. All right, Tom, thanks for your call.
But anyway, they do care about you, John.
Yes,
I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah, we're from the government. We're here to help.
Especially the poor.
I got you. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
By the way, the Seattle mayor, Ed Murray, he's finally announced his plans to resign as mayor. What? They didn't exactly explain what time zone 5 p.m. meant. West Coast? Yeah. But this is only after he's accused for the fifth time of being a pervert, a child molester. He's going to be gracious enough to resign so he doesn't have to be convicted? Isn't this big of him? Wow. JR in California. Hello, JR.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, that caller that called in just before Tom, I didn't catch his name, but he sounds like a brother from another mother. And what I'd like to say is that what he was doing was what you classify as the Patriot dump, where he was taking all of his knowledge and trying to tie it all together in...
Ask Mikey here. My eyes were rolling around in my head.
Okay, well, let me say this to my brother. next time you do something like that, just say, hey, listen, hang on for the ride. This is going to, we're going to surf the wave of knowledge, and eventually it will make more sense to you. And then if you can keep their eyes from rolling to the back of their head while you're explaining it to them, you'll probably do okay. And then stop as quickly as you can make yourself. Just do it.
Just try, I dare you. No, Captain John of the good ship Lollipop here has a tendency to stay away from waves and beaches and coral reefs.
Still? Yeah, but surfing the waves of knowledge, John, is actually so exhilarating. It's like you got it in your blood or you don't.
Not if you got the responsibility of not crashing a ship into shore, you don't.
Well, you're the captain.
I know, and that's why I'm saying I got to stay on course.
Well, what do you do about them renegade sailors?
Throw them overboard. The sharks have got to eat as well, you know.
No, they'll fall over soon enough.
Anything else, JR?
That was it.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right. Did you hear about that Seattle mayor, by the way? Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, John. I'm wondering if Kool-Aid Kelso and that bunch on his show there are going to be at dinner at the White House tonight.
I don't know.
With Schumer and Pelosi and the president.
Bill, the only thing I can suggest to you is you call in and ask Mr. Kelso that question yourself.
Well, he won't let me on.
Well, I wonder why.
Well, because I'm not spouting just complete asinine support for Trump and his deep state situation.
Hmm.
So I just wanted to get that on the air here.
Well, and I'm sorry, you did cast a disparaging remark about James Kelso. Maybe that's the reason why he won't let you on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you know, it's the host's choice.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So he pays the freight, huh? $500 a month, is that what it is?
No, I heard it's $1,000. Isn't that right, Mike? Isn't that right? Bye, Bill.
Goodbye.
Bye. Wow. You know, this would have been a day to run a rerun. You know what I'm saying? I think these solar flares are shorting people's heads out. Wow. You know, ironically enough, I posted a story up about the mainstream media and how they've been going after Trump, and they've broken all this down. I think it was done by MRC and broken all of this down about how they're negatively covering Trump. Now, there is some stuff that Trump is doing that I don't particularly care for, but when I juxtapose it against the list of the stuff that he's done that has been good, I just keep thinking to myself, gee, I wonder what this would be like if Hillary got in there. He is the CEO of the corporation. Everybody's got to understand that. Yeah, he was a maverick. Well, he was kind of a Democrat, kind of not. Donald Trump is a lot of things, and there's a lot of things he's not. But I just will ask the question again. Until we can get this country returned to its constitutional roots, you're going to have to put up with a Bill Clinton. You're going to have to put up with Barack Obama. You're going to have to put up with a Jimmy Carter, the Bushies, and Donald Trump included. Now, let me ask a serious question. Out of those presidents that I just mentioned, who's the better president? I think that would conclusively be Donald J. Trump. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has announced plans to resign following multiple accusations of sexual abuse. He looks like a clean-cut guy. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has announced plans to resign following multiple accusations of sexual abuse after a fifth accuser, who just happens to be the mayor's younger cousin, came forward and alleged that Murray repeatedly molested him in the 1970s. Now, you know, one of the worst things you can do, folks, one of the worst things that you can do is accuse somebody of being a pervert, a sexual predator on minors. Now, when you do that, you throw the lesbian, the gay, the bisexual. What else is on that list, Mike? That we're all here and we're all we want to do is be recognized that we have an alternative lifestyle and there's nothing perverted about this at all. So when you get a mayor, I know, it's Seattle, Washington. I know, folks. I know. Just bear with me a second. When you accuse an official or a person that's been elected to office of being a child predator, pervert, let's just call it what it is, what you do is you don't acquiesce to those accusations. You stand up and fight it. You know, and it's kind of a trick bag. So exactly when did you stop beating your wife? A question like that. Well, the inference was you're a wife beater. So did you stop beating her or are you still beating her? While you're not a wife beater to begin with. Nice little trick. But, you know, we've had Republicans discovered in bathroom stalls doing nasty things with their external parts. And they resigned. You know, because it doesn't quite fit the public image of you don't have enough restraint to wait till you get home and close your bedroom door. You know, this is, and again, you know, all this stuff is normal and natural and healthy and all that stuff. Why don't we ever get live coverage from the Gay Pride Parade in San Francisco that they hold every year? I'll tell you why, because the FCC would have to cancel the licenses of the stations that are broadcasting it. That's why. That's how perverted it really is. While you're being told that it's all natural and healthy and it's just another choice. Well, like I said before, if you decide not to make a choice, you've made a choice. Mr. Murray, that's 62, that still, I guess, thinks he's still a virile man here, announced yesterday that he will step down today at 5 p.m. Now, the mayor has already said he wouldn't seek a second term. Oh, jeez. As if somebody would want you back after the fifth accusation that you're going to leave voluntarily. So I guess you're not going to run again. I guess that makes perfect political sense. Accuser Joe Dwyer, who is a dialysis technician and Air Force veteran, says the molestation occurred in New York when he was a teen, according to the Seattle Times. Now, the 54-year-old Dwyer, Murray's first cousin once removed, told the newspaper that he wants the mayor punished for the alleged actions, saying, "I've had enough. Something has got to be done." Now, of course, Murray denied the accusation, attributed to a long-standing family schism. really. While the allegations against me are not true, it's important that my personal issues do not affect the ability of our city government to conduct the public's business. So what he's saying here, these are baseless allegations, but it's really getting in the way of me keeping my perverted butt in my office, in the mayor's office. Yeah, and I'm going to resign. And you know what? I don't want to get in anybody's way, so I'm not going to rerun for the mayorship of Seattle. I get this. I get it. Dwyer, by the way, reportedly said the incidents occurred when he was 13 years old, while Murray, who was then in his early 20s, shared a bedroom with Dwyer in his mother's Long Island home. There would be times when I would fake sleeping because I didn't want him touching me. Four men had previously accused Murray of sexually abusing them. And, of course, Mr. Murray has denied all of those allegations as well. Now, before being elected mayor in 2013, Murray was a longtime Democrat state lawmaker who led the campaign to legalize same-sex marriage in Washington state. And as mayor, Murray pushed to raise the city minimum hourly wage to $15. I guess if you give people enough money or give them a raise, they don't want to see you leave office. They don't care what kind of pervert you are as long as they pay out. That's what I take from that. Wow. Doesn't there seem to be the compass, it's not pointing true north anymore. There's not true anything. You know, all morality or ethics or at least honesty, it just just doesn't seem to have a basis, a baseline anymore. It's all shifting in the sands, so to speak. I just, man. By the way, I was watching that movie that was produced a couple of years ago. Excuse me. About Julian Assange. Remember seeing that? At any rate, here's a guy. He came out and blew the whistle, and they've been trying everything to do to slander this guy, to shut him down, trying to invite him to the United States so they can arrest him, falsely charging that the information he's given has put the lives of American operatives in other countries in danger, and they could show no evidence of that. Wasn't it WikiLeaks, Mike? Wasn't it WikiLeaks that released the Clinton emails? Whoops. How do you fake something like that? And all this information is out there floating around. And the only reason this guy is doing this is transparency to get rid of the crooks, the guys that are not following the rules. Julian, in the Ecuadorian building over there, stay safe. Wonder if he has somebody that tests his food before he eats it. And I'm wondering why they just haven't put a bullet in his head yet. Because this guy is not done. Well, apparently, the U.S. Department of Justice is using World War II era legislation to demand that RT register as a foreign agent. The company that supplies all services for RT America Channel, including TV production and operations in the U.S., has received a letter from the U.S. Department of Justice. I'm sorry, isn't Jeff Sessions the head over there at the Department of Justice? So he had to obviously okay that this letter be sent out, right? Unless his underlings are doing things he's not aware of. This letter that was sent out by the U.S. Department of Justice claiming that the company is obligated to register under FARA due to the work it does for RT. Adopted in 1938 to counter pro-Nazi agitation on U.S. soil. But it's okay if we have communist agitation nowadays. That's completely acceptable. That's fine. NBC, ABC, MSNBC, all those clowns, that's fine. They don't have to register as foreign agents because, well, they're here in the United States. I get it. I get it. Adopted in 38 to counter the pro-Nazi agitation. FARA exists so the people of the United States are informed of the source of the information. You can read that as propaganda. And the identity of persons attempting to influence U.S. public opinion, policy, and laws. Every damn politician does that. All the communist news networks that we have operating inside this country do that. But you know what? That doesn't matter to them. Wow. Truth is at such a premium, isn't it, folks? And all those that want to bury the truth, and you as well, if you persist on knowing it. Well, I don't know about these clowns, but I got 9 lives. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report, and I hope it ain't as weird as it has been today. I'll see you then.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.